Welcome to the New Earth Architectress, where we'll be exploring together what is an architectress, what is the New Earth, and how is the evolution in consciousness paving the way for your leading role in architecture. I'm your host, Aisha Rose Melody Hassan, and I'm so excited to share with you what's possible when you lead a prospering design practice aligned with spirit and your divine calling. If you're a woman architect or designer who's hearing a deep call to take your stand as an ancient temple builder of the future, welcome. Now is the time, and we are the ones. Hello, in today's episode, I want to be talking a little bit more about my unique process, the Sacred Blueprint design process that I guide my clients through to help them birth their dream sanctuary. And I was reflecting the other day as I was enrolling some new design clients to partner with me in a very unique co-creation to help them to connect with the land, to birth their home and a greater sanctuary that involves a community, a retreat center. I get a lot of clients knocking on my door who are interested in healing this planet and building spaces that are a manifestation of their soul's mission, the greater legacy that they want to leave for the next seven generations. And, you know, I was reflecting on, you know, where I've come to and where I've come from for all these years working in various firms, gaining experience internationally, working on different scales of projects from commercial to residential, and running my own practice for several years in Turkey. Of course, I still run my own practice, but the difference is that I'm not running my practice in the traditional consulting model, with the traditional consulting model. And the traditional consulting model, which I call the model from the old paradigm, is still based on the dollars for hours model. Even if you are charging a fixed fee as an architect or a designer, the way that that fixed fee is generated is still based on the number of hours and the dollars that you are paying certain individuals in your team. And you look at, okay, sure, you know, construction budget is also involved in that calculation, as well as the degree of challenges perhaps that the site has. You know, is it on a really steep slope? You know, how much sustainable design elements will be incorporated into the project. You know, these can, of course, all be factors in the whole determination of the fee process, right? But it's still based on the dollars for hours. And when I started to make a big shift in, okay, you know what, I'm tired of being a servant to the status quo economy. I'm tired of being a architectural plan and drawing generating machine. I'm tired of just saying yes to any kind of client that walks through my door. Now, while I have not ever been an architect that is churning out copy-paste drawings, or I don't know, working for, let's say, a developer of suburban neighborhoods where you're really like churning, you know, I've always had the gift of being able to attract more, you know, projects that allow me to express my creativity in some way, shape, or form, no matter if I was working in an office, under, you know, a certain company or working on my own. But that said, the general model, what I have witnessed, is very depleting and doesn't allow you to attract a level of income that, you know, breaks the boundaries, breaks the status quo, and allows you to make a good amount of money in a short period of time without depleting yourself. This has a lot to do with how you are setting your boundaries and your containers with the with your agreements with your design clients. Okay, so I get into this a lot more detail when in my private mentoring program, when I'm guiding specific women along how to set up their offers so that they are not compromising their spiritual truth, they're not compromising their lifestyle, their desires, their dreams, their love for being able, you know, to walk out in to take walks out in nature, you know, in the middle of the day, in the middle of the week, being able to spend plenty of time with their children, right? And not being fixed to the 9 to 5. I'm putting that in air quotes. I would say more like 9 to 8 in architecture business model or working schedule. And so typically what happens is in a design practice is the clients will depend on the architect, right, to create a drawing or to create a design for them. Okay. And when I started to incorporate my spiritual approach, the sacred blueprint, to my design practice, one of the first things that I knew had to be done was I had to reshift, reposition the person of authority to, okay, let me see if I can explain this right. So what I mean by this, okay, I'm trying to explain this, but the word authority is not quite working right now. Because in our partnership, we both have authority. I have authority over my creative expression, and the client has authority over, you know, their visions, their goals, their desires. Okay, so what I'm trying to say is this. I developed a system where I'm empowering my clients with the right intuitive and energetic tools to birth their own dream sanctuary. And so there's a different energetic there. There's a different foundation to the partnership there that we would typically see in the old paradigm. Old paradigm systems, which are still very active, but they are also dying away right now as Gaia goes through her big birthing process. So clients will depend in the old paradigm on the architect to solve all the problems, to provide all the solutions, to design the house, design the garden, design the library, design the opera house, whatever it is, without the client in general, I'm saying in general, being really part of the artistic process. I mean, in the beginning, architects will have a kind of vision and mission session, and they'll take a bunch of notes and say, what do you want? What do you, right? But then that just soon gets kind of tucked away in the corner, and the architect will start designing something out of his or her own, you could just say out of his or own style, way of designing always. So this is the kind of architecture I do. It's modern, it's sleek, it's streamlined. Or this is the kind of architecture I do. It's super organic and raw and, you know, natural materials. Or I do, architecture that is traditional or this, right? So I'm talking about styles here. And often then the project gets immediately clouded over by these preconceived notions of what a design should look like or ideas or locked in styles that maybe either the architect has been following or implementing that kind of style, or the client is desiring that kind of style of project. And so the kind of clients that I love working with and that I'm really deliberate in my enrollment process with, I mean, I have an application form to apply to work with me. Now, that's a really different entry point than most architects open their doors having an application means that, okay, I have certain terms and conditions and standards and criteria in order to co-create, rather than me being like, okay, yeah, I'm available for this time. Sure. Yeah. It sounds like a great project for a restaurant. Great. And based on the money, you make the agreement. If you feel that they're, good clients, then okay, it works out. But with this spiritual approach, with a spiritual energetic approach, and I'm not saying that all architects need to work in this way. That said, it is the future, and we need to have a shift between the relationship between the client and architect. And you are a woman who is hearing the call to birth the new temples for the new earth through a spiritual energetic modality. And if you're doing that, it's really important that you empower your clients to, with the right tools, with the right energetic tools, to be able to connect with their land, connect with their property, connect with the region on a deep communal, the word communing comes, to commune with the land on a deep level, to commune with an existing building on a deep level, to be able to listen for the clues that they need, the signs that they need to create the sanctuary of their dreams. Whether it's a house, a garden, a community, a hotel building, a sports center, whatever that space is, a retreat center, a temple. And it has been such a liberating process for me to relinquish the control that I used to have on making the drawing perfect. It felt like it was all on me. There's the martyr, the being the martyr energy as well. I've experienced a lot in both architecture school as well as working in various firms around the world. And there's a big difference here with with working behind closed doors, right? Okay, we're going to design this thing. And then show it to the client, you know, a couple months later. And a difference between that energy and working intimately with your client so that the client births their own project. And I've developed a series of exercises and steps where I hold space for the vision to come through them. Instead of being in a space where you're searching for all these ideas online in periodicals, architecture periodicals, and piecing things together, sure, a lot of architects do work with their intuition. So I'm not saying that that doesn't happen. You know, there are a lot of creative architects out there, but there's just too much overworking. There's too much over design. And everyone ends up being in the red with their projects. Most architects don't make any money. They don't make any profit. They're just, you know, feeding the firm, and they don't make much extra money themselves, like the associates or the partners of the firm. Of course, there are exceptions to that, but in general, that is the case. And so what I'm bringing forward for women who are passionate about working with energy and spirit is that there's a whole new way of being able to co-create with your clients by guiding them through these deep visioning processes where you don't actually need to do much design until the last phases of the visioning work together. And like I said, it's been extremely liberating. I've let go of the control, so that I'm a recovering control freak. I'm raising my hand right now, admitting that I'm a recovering perfectionist and control freak. When you let go of that, it is so liberating. I've healed my body. I've healed my life on so many levels with birthing this sacred blueprint system. And I want you to learn about this system and implement it as well. So if you're interested, shoot me a message from the contact form of the New Earth Architectress website page, homepage, or you can PM me via Instagram or Facebook, and I'll share you some information on how you can do that. I do also have a free guide that you can sign up for. It is called The 7 Steps to Mapping the Vision for Your Dream Sanctuary. And I have a series of video tutorials and PDFs and guided audio journeys that will give you a taste of the sacred blueprint system. I highly recommend you start implementing this with your projects. If you are a woman who is interested, an architect and designer who's interested in weaving in energy and spirit into your projects with your clients. So empowering your clients. It's so important for us to be doing this. So there is an element of education in the way that I work with my clients. I teach them how to connect with the land. I teach them how to listen for the energies of their own home. I teach them how to work with, to listen for the right forms and spaces and architectural, you know, combinations of architectural elements and how they all come together into their space. I teach them how to listen to their intuition, to hear for what their soul is really calling forth for them to do on this planet. And that informs the design of the house. That informs the design of the garden. That informs the design of their community or their healing spa or their retreat center. That's the driver. Rather than being dependent on external authorities, external information, either from social media, you know, architecture magazines, design mags, and even being dependent on the architect to do everything for them. So in my application form, I ask my potential clients, are they willing to do exercises that I provide them, right, to support the birthing of their dream sanctuary? Are they open and interested in working with energy and spirit? Consent is the most important thing here. No one needs to partner. Like, I'm not forcing anybody to partner with me. This is really important for some of you to hear, because I have a lot of women, either women that I'm coaching, mentoring, or women that I've been in conversation with who have been interested to learn more about the Sacred Blueprint system. They're concerned that they're going to lose all of their clients by shifting into doing architecture that is aligned with spirit and energy. They're concerned that they won't get paid for what they do. They're concerned that they're going to be narrowing their niche too much, and that they're going to end up on the streets with no money and their business collapsing. I hear you, if that's you. I absolutely hear you. I was there. I used to be so scared that I'd be ostracized from the Architects Association. I used to be so scared to talk about spirit and energy openly in fear of being persecuted. I used to be so scared about what if I'm not helping everybody, then I'm not a good person. If I'm not healing the entire world and helping everyone, I'm going to repeat it again, I'm not a good person. I'm not worthy. And in that way of living, of being, I was depleting myself. I was going through chronic illnesses, suffering through chronic illnesses. And I didn't know how to say no and delineate my boundaries. I wanted to please everyone. I wanted to be everybody's friend. And I wanted to impress other architects, showing them that I'm part of the club. So even when I was talking about a little bit of energy and all that, I noticed I would even code it in language that I thought would be more palpable to others. It's incredible what the shadow does. It's incredible what our mind does to keep us safe, to keep us in survival mode. So I invite you to explore, to journal, to meditate, to do some visioning work, take a walk out in the forest and ask nature to support you. Ask your spirit guides to help you to envision what's my juicy way of working? What's the way that's going to bring me the most joy? Who are my ideal clients? What are the kinds of projects I want to put my stamp on, right? My signature on? And what are the kinds of spaces and places and environments that I want to help make, to build and form on this earth, on this planet? I encourage you to be selective. There are a billion, okay, I don't even know the exact number, but a lot of people on this planet. There's a lot of people on this planet. There's a lot of people in your local community, in your city, in your region, in your province, in your state. I would much rather work on two really great projects a year that excite me for an amount of money that also really excites me and brings me joy. I'd much rather do that than work on 10 or 15 projects that deplete me. So I invite you, you know, we're approaching the end of 2023 and soon shifting over into 2024. And I invite you to journal and write down what your visions and goals are for the next year. Are you happy where you are? Are you happy working at the firm or for a company that is in this older system, this old paradigm consulting model? Or perhaps you're running your own studio, your own office, and you've put the work in. You've come to a certain level. We need that as architects, of course. Building buildings and spaces and building good architecture does require a certain amount of apprenticeship and experience. And I congratulate you for how far you've come. But you're at a space and place right now where you might even be making really good money, but your soul is missing something. It's feeling a void. You know you're here for something bigger. You know you're here to craft and to create this greater legacy and to help to build the new systems, the new spaces and places that nourish people and bring harmony and light to this planet. Nourish people on a deep, deep level. So I'm trusting this is landing with you. I'm curious, does it resonate? Share in the comments below if you're watching this on YouTube, or send me a PM. I'd love to hear how this episode has supported you in opening up new possibilities for a new way of designing. And I want to extend really my gratitude to the clients who have said yes to work with me in this new way. Because it's new, it's weird. And there are a lot of, I've had moments where I was enrolling new clients. And when I say weird, I mean it in a good way. It's like, what is this? She's this architect, but she's going to teach me how to design my own house. And how is this all going to work? And how is this all going to come together? And interesting. She's not charging an hourly fee or a phase by phase. I don't break my fees down like phase one, conceptual design, then schematic design, then design development. Now, that said, I don't typically provide construction drawings, permit drawings, as I prefer to work in the more conceptual and schematic design level. But with clients who I do feel really aligned with, I do continue to help them to detail and take their projects to the next level. But I do prefer to be the more, the big vision, conceptual design architect. And then I will often I'll do some joint ventures with local architects in different parts of the world. So we're entering the new earth, women, and it's time to not only shift your practice conceptually, but you've got to also shift the way you are making your agreements, the way you are serving your clients, the way the scheduling of it, the container, the program in which you are serving your clients. That also needs to shift. And I'm not saying that I have all the answers to that. There's a multiple amount of ways that could happen for you. And that's why the work that I do one-on-one with women architects and designers is where it all gets really exciting, because I am helping these women to craft a design modality as well as a schedule of working and a way of intaking clients throughout the year that really matches their signature energy, that serves and supports and nourishes the dream lifestyle that they want to build for themselves, because they're tired. They're tired of working in front of the fucking computer from 9 till 8 p.m. at night. And they're tired of not being able to spend any time with their families. They're tired of the monotony. They're tired of being in a, like, feeling like a robot. They're tired of not being able to speak their creative truth, their magic, their intuition. So it's time to take out, to spread your wings and your angel wings, and start spreading your magic across this globe by building a completely new way of designing the future architecture. I can't wait to hear more about what you are visioning. So please do share if this resonates with you, and I look forward to connecting and meeting. Yes, my beauties. Oh, I'm so excited for you. So excited. So very excited. Ah. Just taking a moment to hear for anything else that wants to stream through during this episode. A couple episodes ago, I shared a powerful light language and sound transmission, and I'm curious about what you experienced during that transmission. If you haven't heard it already, I invite you to listen with closed eyes in a quiet space. And I'm so excited to hear what your visions were when you listened to that transmission. So I invite you to turn it on and receive the light codes, the sounds, the visions that want to birth through you. All right, we're complete. Have a great rest of the day or evening, whatever time zone you're in, and I'll see you and speak to you next week. Bye-bye. Thank you for tuning into the New Earth Architectress. It's my intention to inspire more women architects and designers to come out of hiding and unleash their intuitive powers to lead a prospering design practice aligned with spirit and their divine calling, while making a powerful impact on Earth. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe, leave a 5-star review on iTunes, and share this episode with women who you know are feeling the nudges to take the big leap and bridge spirit with design.
You can find out more about me and the New Earth Architect Dress movement by visiting aisharosemelodyhassan.com. Until next time, Güle güle.